This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We are winding down our devotional study of 2 Timothy 4, discovering how to discharge all the duties of our ministry. There is one final point I would like for us to consider. Anticipate the reward. This point is found in verse 8. Now, that is, after you have run the race, fought the good fight, and kept the faith, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. We should not engage in the fight by faith and run to win in order to get a reward. We need to remember the words of Jesus in Luke 17:7-10. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, "Come along now and sit down to eat"? Would he not rather say, "Prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink"? Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants, we have only done our duty." The word servant should be translated slave. That is what we are, God's slaves. Whatever we do as his slaves, unworthy slaves at that, is merely our duty. Fortunately, our master is benevolent. He loves us, and he will reward faithful service, not because he has to, but because he takes delight in it. Our ultimate reward will be the smile of God as we cross the finish line. If you would like to review these studies in 2 Timothy, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.